All right, guys, I have to get in the habit of recording everything I say. That may be useful one day. Sometimes it's a good practice, at any rate, for me. All right, so somebody had a question in there that was really good, and it was, basically, the person wanted to know they're rating themselves on change, right? You know how sometimes you go through life and you really don't you don't perceive yourself changing too fast, sometimes in a good way. That normally happens from discouragement. Take this under advisement, if you would. Never look for, when you look for yourself to change, you're trying to rate your own progress, right? But in fact, you approve your own change, right? If I were to say, hey, I'm getting better at this, that means I am pleased with my progress, right? That's no good, because you can be pleased with your progress for a year, and then all of a sudden you have an episode and you're not pleased with your progress, right? All right, so sometimes when you rate yourself, especially with the Word of God, not a good idea, right? Not a good idea. Can you guys turn channel zero up? It's way up. It's all the way up. Oh, you know what? It is, yeah, it's all the way up. Let's see. Yeah, it's all the way up on zero. You guys don't hear anything on zero? Leanna, she hears it. Is that volume okay on zero? Charlie, can you verify? Type back and see if it's okay on zero, if you would. Let's get it worked out. I have this cranked. That's cranked way up there. I can go up a bit more, probably. Let's see. One. What about that? Ooh, boy, that's in the yellow. It's pretty loud. That's all the way up. It's good on my end, okay. Well, I would perceive that to be the stream you're connected to. So it may not be me at all. It may just be you guys. Volume is good on zero, okay, because I am maxed out on zero. When that happens on channel zero, it normally means your whatever stream you have may not be working right. Right? It's loud now. Yeah, it probably is too loud. Let me back down. Okay. That should be okay. I'm still green all the way across the board. Should be okay. I'm talking loud on purpose to see how it is. So hopefully it's okay. Now when I go quiet, you guys are not going to hear anything. All right? So you should be good. I'm going to keep it right there too, so we don't, because this has to be in balance with everything else. Let's see. Yeah. Well, that's pretty good though. That has to be in balance with everything else. Now, channel zero, this channel right here, right? Sometimes I'll come on here from time to time, right? I won't go on the other channels, just this one. This is going to be my personal channel right here, okay? No music. There's no music that will play on this channel. Just a yapping, okay? And probably some other things that normal noise, all right? That's all. So you can adjust your volume to it. Some people, they have a loud channel zero. Some people don't. Anyway, somebody asked a question. They made a statement that they don't perceive themselves changing, right? They're not changing fast enough, or they're not changing in a good way, or their change is slow, progression is slow, you know, things like that. Often, you can get very discouraged when you're trying to rate your own change. Here's why. If I were to change, and let's just say I thought I was making progress into being a better person, who's approving my change? I am. If I think I'm being a better person, then I'm approving my own change. Right? Is that any good for anybody else? Nope, it's not. Right? If I feel my change is limited, or my change has stopped, or it's going backward to something worse, by whose observation. Am I making that statement? Am I really, stating those, that predicament, mine? It's all about me. So if I see myself getting better, then I'm approving my own progress. That's no good to anybody else. If I feel I'm getting worse, then I'm rating my own progress. That's no good to anybody else. There's a better way. That's not how you live life. If you live life that way, I can assure you, you're going to be upset every so often. Why? Because everybody stumbles. Everybody stumbles. There's going to be a time when you don't really feel like you're making progress. Those times are going to come and go. That's no good. It's a better way. The better way is you simply do all of what you can do. That's it. It's that simple. Nothing else. There's nothing else added to it. See, because if I don't want to stand before the Lord and say, well, Lord, you know, I made some great progress. He might say, no, you did not. I want the Lord to say, you've done well. I don't want to present my own case to the Messiah as though I've been my own Savior. I don't want to do that, right? I need the Messiah to say, you've done well. Now, I cannot control how he's going to rate me, but there's one thing I can do. One thing I can do, and I can almost guarantee anybody who knows Christ, if you do the same, he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You ready? You ready? If you do everything you know how to do, that's it. That's it. Nothing more. That's it. That is it. If you had a terrible day, right? Let's say I woke up in the morning, went to the front door, pushed too hard, and the door came off the hinges, right? If I'm rating myself, I'm going to say, oh, I messed up my front door again, right? But if someone else is rating me, I just continue. And I'll say, okay, I can't do that. Can't put that much pressure on there. Next item. So I go and make myself breakfast and burn up the kitchen. If I'm rating myself, I'm going to be like Charlie Brown. I'm going to say, I can't do anything right. I messed this up and I messed this up. It's not the way, right? What do? I say, okay, I got to pay attention when I'm in the kitchen. Let me go on to the next thing. Well, if you continue to do that, right? You live your life that way. Just do the best that you possibly can and do so in earnest. That's it. That's it. That's all. Say if somebody does have an addiction, is that stopping you from telling somebody else you love them? Nope. Let me tell all of you something. You have to begin where you are. Throw away that ideology that somehow you've got to conform to everybody else first. That is hogwash. That's hogwash. You know, I can tell you right now that in my life, nothing was going to stop me from gaining a relationship with Christ. Not my habits, not any failures, not any mishaps, nothing. I did not care. I didn't care. Nothing was going to inhibit that relationship. Nope, it was not. You have to go as you are. It's unfortunate that a lot of people, they have conveyed without teaching that somehow you have to conform first. Be presentable to Christ and then go to him. That comes from the world. It's like going to church, right? You can't wake up straight from the bed, put clothes on, and go straight to church. You've got to go to a mirror, right? Make sure your clothes are okay. Make sure you're presentable with everybody else. Make sure you don't have lint balls in your hair. Make sure all your hair is not stuck on one side, but is evenly distributed, whatever the case is. You've got to do all these things for the sake of people. Your Father's not looking at all that mess. He's looking inside of you, not outside of you. He's looking at what comes out, not what goes in. In the Bible, it's clear. A defilement does not come from what goes in the body. It doesn't matter what it is. Now, why would alcohol and marijuana and drugs and all that, why is it bad? You ready? Because it alters who you really are. When you do those hard things, that's why in the Bible it says, do not drink strong drink. We're not to drink strong drink because you're no longer yourself. You throw caution to the wind. You have no control over your flesh, your mouth. If you are addicted to pain pills or something like that, right? You already know you're addicted. Your body is addicted to that. So then you have that knowing. You pray about that. But in the meanwhile, you get up. You begin to serve the Lord. Just do the best that you can. Let nothing. Zero. Let nothing. Not one thing. Stop your relationship with Christ. Nothing. Let nothing do that. See, because when you come to the Lord broken, battered, addicted, all messed up, he is the one that will heal you. Huh? He'll do that. Isn't that what the gospel's all about? Did not Jesus go to those who had major issues? Yes, he did. He didn't pick not one person who had it together. He did not. He picked everybody who was all messed up, and I'm so glad he did. I'm glad he did. I do not represent, right? Even though now I may iron things and I may look sharp, but let me tell you something. I'm by no means one of those people who have everything, you know, dress right, dress all the time. It may appear to be that way. That's because people cannot see the inside. And I'm so thankful the Lord went to those he did, because he demonstrated real love, not expected love. He didn't do anything expected. He did everything they did not expect. He went to people they would not have chosen. I'm so glad. That truly means, despite your condition, if you go forward in your truth, if you go forward doing your best, the Lord will embrace you. And he will begin to change you. Stop looking for people to validate your change. Don't do that. You simply do the best that you can do every single day. That's it. That's all. That's the formula. How simple of a formula. Isn't that simple? Isn't that simple? And he will work on. Listen, because when you desire, anything you desire, do you not know that you will eventually have it? I hope you know that. If you desire to be pleasing unto the Lord, you will eventually be pleasing unto the Lord. Do you know why? Because you never give up attempting to be pleasing to the Lord. That's why. It's because of you. You'll have it because you'll never stop pursuing it. But you have to come as you are. Do you know there are a lot of people who profess that they know Christ, and in truth, they don't know Christ. They know his name. They know what he did. They know what he preached. But they don't know him. Because if they knew him, they would have ran to him already. If they knew him, they would tell somebody else to go run to him right now. If they knew him, they truly would say, come as you are. And they would not scrutinize anybody for anything they're doing or anything that's wrong with him or anything else. Because they would know who Christ is and who the great physician is. Change will come from him. All we have to do is be honest in our walk with him. That's it. That's it. That's all. When you get up, right, reading the Bible, let me ask you something. When you read the Bible, any of you, don't answer out loud, but when you read the Bible, before you open the Bible, why are you reading the Bible? Is it to compete with somebody else? I can tell you all this right now. You know how people ask me questions all the time, right? I do not look in the Word to answer questions. I don't do that. When I open the Word of God, I want to know who the Lord is. So it's my journey. I want to open that book to know who God is. I do not open the book to find a bunch of rebuttals for everybody else. I don't do that. I don't do that. I want to know who the Lord is. I want to know what he said to those, his disciples. I want to know what they said to him and what his reaction was. I want to learn from him, right? I do. I want to learn from him. I want to walk as he walked. If he says something is possible, I live that way. I'm not trying to be seen by everybody to impress anybody. I want to follow him in truth. In truth. It's that simple. I don't want to know everything in the Word of God, to be a brainiac in the Word of God. That's not who I want to be. No. I truly do believe in Christ and what he said. Don't answer in the chats or anything, but do you believe what Jesus said? Do you really believe it? What he said? Because to believe in Jesus is to agree with his word. Oh my. See, some people don't agree with his word. They don't. But there are many who think they're failing. And I count those people as internally precious because they can see their own flaws. The problem is this world, right? It's based on marketing. It's based on, you know, show business and everything else. Our Father is not like that. He's not commercialized like the world is. A lot of people believe that if people don't receive you, then somehow God won't receive you. That's not true. It is so incredibly simple that most people cannot accept it. And again, you do your very best. That's all you can do, isn't it? It's like one, you know, there was a person a while ago in COT, they said, I have to learn everything. I don't know enough. I said, oh my goodness, who taught this person that? That's what I was saying in my head. In fact, I was praying. I said, Lord, no. Don't let this be so. This person truly, honestly thought they didn't know enough to be pleasing unto the Lord. And it kind of hurt my feelings. It really did. That darkness would be so seductive to sneak that ideology in amongst believers. Listen, you know what the Lord requires of you? The Lord requires something of all of us. But do you know what he requires of you? You guys ever heard that term, be a good steward? God requires stewardship. And what is that? To take care of those things he gave you. To employ them, right? So what does that mean? You're not going to be judged of what you never knew or what you don't know. No. You're being looked at based on what you actually know, what you really know, right? There are certain things in the Word of God people do not know. God is not going to, you know, go to the fine print and say, well, you know, you didn't know this part, so you can't make it. That's not the way it works. Within us is a knowing of specific things. It is what we truly understand, what we comprehend, I mean in truth, and what we know. The Lord will require that of us. In other words, he requires you to be honest and upright, to do what you can, to work within the limits in which he is giving you understanding to do so. You can only live within your own understanding at the moment. In other words, whatever the Lord gave you, use it and live within it honestly. Never try to live in somebody else's knowledge. Never try to emulate somebody else's step in the wrong territory as though you're an expert on what somebody else knows. You don't have to do that. You don't have to impress other people. Live upright and honest concerning what the Lord has truly given you. It's that simple. It's that simple. It really is that simple. And if you can't do something, never be afraid to say, I can't do it. It took me years to learn that lesson, right? I learned a lot of lessons so that if anyone would hear me, they don't have to go through years to learn that lesson. People are afraid to tell others what they have no capability of doing. They are. Well, see, that messes them up in a way. Because anybody who's pressured, for example, a ministry, anybody who's pressured by a ministry, they're trying to do more than what God called them for. Did you know that? Big time. Why do I say that? There is no burden with a ministry. The only burden in ministry is your love for people. You don't want to see any of them fail. That's a burden. It's a big burden. But that's the burden the Lord told us about. Now, but if anybody out there who is teaching the Word of God or talking about the Word of God, they start going into areas God did not anoint them to go into, right? They're going to be in over their heads, and at that point, they're going to have a problem. We have to learn to tell other people, hey, I don't know anything about that area. Not my area. That's it. We are the ecclesia, different members of one body. I do not know everything about the Word of God, but some of you do. You know things about the Word of God the person above you or below you does not know, but collectively, we all have the Word of God. God made it so that when we work together, we have the totality of His Word. Individually, we do not. And He did that on purpose. Right? So, keep your life as simple as possible. That's how you cling to truth. It does not matter what you are. Listen, it does not matter what you are. It matters that with integrity, with your truth, with what you know to go right to Christ. That's all. That's it. Don't try to gauge your own progress, because that's self-approval or self-disapproval. We already know we're messed up. Be thankful that the Lord called us, that He washed us. Right? Thank Him for that. Just thank Him. He washed you. Do you know what happens when the Father looks at any of you? He does not look at you directly. He looks at you through Christ. Does He see your sin? No, He does not. Because the blood of the Lamb was for the remission of sins. And so the Father looks through the blood like glasses, and He does not see your sinful works. He sees you. He sees you. That's what He sees. Do you all have that? So it is time. It really is time. It really is time for us with integrity, uprightness, doing what we can do to be honest with the Lord, to really get our relationships nailed down, anchored in God's truth, right? There was always coming a time of sobriety. This is that time to be sober. Being sober is when you're not doing things haphazardly. You've not thrown caution to the wind. You may have a slew of problems. Jimmy cracked corn. All of us do. Do you not know in the Word of God that His deliverance is coming with Him? That whatever you need is coming with Him. Did you know that? Whatever you need. See, what does that mean? That means you're going to be incomplete until He finalizes your redemption. Do you know what people are attempting to do here on this earth? They're attempting to convey that somehow they have made it and they're still here on this earth. Let me share this with you. If you're living on this earth, you have not made it. If you're alive, you have not made it. That's why you shouldn't cry for the dead, but the living. We have to finish our race. God is working things out in our lives. That's a beautiful thing, not some depressing thing. That's a wonderful thing. These things that break out in the world. They have to break out in the world. It's going to straighten us up too. God knows we're going to be frightened. I hear a lot of people saying, yeah, don't have fear. Let me tell you the truth about fear. You will be afraid, but you do not have to act on fear. When fear comes in and fear says, go run under the table, don't listen to fear. Listen to your Father. For example, Jesus already told us that when they see the abomination of desolation standing where it ought not, that those in Judea better flee into the mountains. So at a specific time, something will come over them and say, run, right? And it's not going to be fear. Now, I'm telling you this because sometimes the Lord will say, go. He'll say, go. And do not look back. Go. And don't look back. Go. He'll say that. Sometimes he won't. Fear will say, save yourself. Jesus will never, ever say that. He'll never tell any of us to save ourselves. Not like that. Nope. Sorry, he won't. Because he is our salvation. He will instruct us. So you act on his instruction, not fear. Fear will tell you, hey, cast everybody away and save yourself. Forget about them. Fear is selfish. It is. It will always tell you to save yourself above everybody else. Fear will cause you to push people away, all sorts of things. Your father does not give advice like that, nor instruction like that. He does not. The father will tell you, go to those broken people, go to those addicted people, go to those alcoholics, go to those people who can't get over this and can't get over that. That's what he'll tell you. He'll tell you the opposite of what the world tells you. He's so good. He is. Again, in the Bible it also says, having done all you can do to stand therefore. I love that. Do you know why? Because when you exhaust everything that you're able to do, that's when you will, you'll know what deliverance is. So let me go ahead and give you the final formula. When you honestly do everything that you can do, your Father in heaven will do what you have no ability to do. That's when he steps in. He will not do anything you have an ability to do. So what happens when a person is lazy, rebellious inside? They don't have a good story. They don't have a good deliverance story. What happens when you're unable to do anything because you're just, maybe you're compromised emotionally for real and you can't even get your thoughts together? Your Father will show up because you have no ability to do it in truth. You're sure. There are a lot of people on the earth, who are not giving everything to their walk each day. It's quite simple, it really is. They're just not. And because they're not, they don't experience the deliverance of Christ. And so they have an issue wondering, is God going to deliver them from this or that or the other? Why? Because that's called living in a type of rebellion. When you refuse to use the legs God gave you to simply walk forward. How many of you walk forward? Lots of us, right? But if you have an ability to do something, for example, somebody wants to stop smoking, right? If you want to stop smoking, have you looked into it? You have an ability. God gave all of us an ability to look into things. Have you looked into it? Because I'll tell you right now, right, some people do not need a supernatural healing to stop smoking. They just need a determination to stop smoking. That's it. Some people need absolute intervention. Some people do not. They don't. One person was trying to get off some pharmaceuticals. I told this person, I said, listen, drink a lot of Kool-Aid. It's going to help with the withdrawal symptoms. It does. Sugar does the trick. It does. It's rough. You're going to have to be determined. Right? But this person, well, several people now have done this, and now they feel like they did when they were 18. These folks are old, like in their 70s. Well, one is in their 70s. They have this thought, I wish I felt like I did a long time ago. Because when you start taking that medication, you know what it does to you, right? They had determination. They began to back down on their doses. To compensate for those withdrawal symptoms, they had sugar water. That's all. Or Kool-Aid, something of that nature. Is it going to be easy? No. But that's when you pray and fight. you do the best that you can do. All right? Do the best that you can do. And let the Lord work. Now, don't be one of those people that say, have you ever heard a person say, well, you know, wait upon the Lord. And they say, well, I waited upon the Lord. And then you say, well, wait a minute, hold up. When did you start waiting on the Lord? Well, I did that 2 months ago. Why did you just say you did? And the person will say, well, I tried waiting on the Lord and nothing happened. Uh-oh, that's a big mistake. Let me tell you how. If anybody ever says that, it means they put a time limit on the living God. See, if you're waiting on the Lord and 2 months have passed and you say, well, I tried to wait on the Lord, that means you put a time limit on the Most High. That means you waited to try the Lord. You didn't even do it faithfully. Oh, my goodness gracious. You see how people, we just mess ourselves up, complicating everything so simple. Those who wait upon the Lord, they won't be disappointed. But the Lord knows how much time it's actually going to take for each of us. And for each of us, that time is going to be different. It will. In the meantime, what do? You continue to follow Christ. To occupy till he comes. Do you guys know what that means? That word occupy? It is not some short word. It means to continue in the way. My. So until he intervenes with that addiction, you continue to do your very best to get off of that stuff, whatever you want to get off, and continue to follow Christ as best you can. And when you stumble and you fall, you get back up and you continue until he shows up. And I'm telling you right now, you will not fail if you continue. But if you give up, you shall fail. You will fail. If you give up, if you faint, you will fail. Do you know why? Because God has given all of us the ability not to faint. If we faint, we've given up. You see how it depends on your determination and the truth of your determination. Huh? The truth of your determination. God has put resources in place. You have knowledge in place. Listen, educate yourself. Educate yourself. With all those people God touched, you don't think a doctor, listen to me carefully, a doctor, somebody said one time that I don't want to go to a doctor. What are you talking about? Who do you think gave the idea to a doctor who saw people addicted to pain medication and that doctor said, Lord, help me to help them? And he did. And he gave them a way to do things that would help people get away from those medications. God knows exactly what he's doing because he knows the level of our faith. There are so many doctors who believe in Christ. Oh my, the numbers up there. We as Christians, because we don't know, we assume going to a doctor is somehow not the right thing to do. We got to be careful not to get our instruction from mankind. God put the truth in his body. He did. It's up to us to take advantage. Some people like me, right? Let me tell you something about me. When it comes to doctors, I'm no good with that stuff. I'm not. One time, I refused because I've been healed so many times. It's kind of normal, right? But this time I wasn't thinking correctly, right? My healings began, they started in a very honest way. But there was one time when I had the resources around me to go and see medical personnel. I chose not to do it. Listen to me. I had the ability to go and see medical personnel. I chose not to do it. I said, nope, I want the Lord to heal me. Oh, wrong. That was a mistake. Because the Lord had already worked with the people around me to provide aid for what was going on with me. And I was stubborn and foolish and pious and prideful. Because I said, nope, I want the Lord to do this. And guess what happened? I endured the worst, I mean the worst of the worst misery anybody could ever have until I finally gave in. How did I give in? I totally blacked out. It was a painful blackout. Woke up twice in the blackout with twice as much pain and blacked out again. When I woke up in the hospital, right, it hit me. Oh, my Lord, the Lord put these resources here. He gave me the answer to what I needed, and I refused him. I refused what he had already prepared for me. Then I began to translate that to the rest of my life. And I looked at the many things I refused that he had prepared for me. And I felt so stupid. Very, very stupid. God touches people. Be very careful. Very careful. Because the Lord has been working through people since the beginning. Since the beginning. Utilize what the Lord has put around you. Somebody said, Mike, I don't want to go there. Well, I didn't either, and that was how foolish I was. If the Lord put resources in front of you, and he opens up a door for you to take advantage of those resources, do you not think that he touched somebody else to set up those resources just for the folks like yourself? You better believe it. You better believe it. Let him direct you. Let him guide you. But never say what you don't want to do. Surrender. Surrender. When you're in trouble, there's no room for demands unless you want to continue to be in trouble. If you want a healing, surrender. You want correction, surrender. When you surrender, stop trying to have it your way. Stop doing that. The Lord will work much more than your healing, than your recovery process through what he sets up. I get excited talking about that because you may think if the Lord instructed you to go to a hospital, right? You may think, okay, Lord, I'm going to go ahead and go get this over with because the Lord sent you to a hospital, right? Let me tell you something. In the Bible, it says he is able to do above and beyond what we're able to ask or think. You know what that means? You're going to go in there for one thing. If the Lord instructs you, you're going to go in there for one thing. And guess what? He'll do the impossible. In a way you never thought possible. Look at what you're able to do. Look at what you're able to do within your power to do it. Look at it. Everybody, look at what you're able to do, what's within your power. Who do you think positioned you to have things within your power that are good for you? Your father did that. He positioned you. Look within that range, what's open to you, and that's your father. How about that? Somebody would say, well, what if it's evil? Well, that's a good thing you believe in the Lord, because what the devil means for evil, God will get the glory out of it. So if the devil set you up to kill you, you could still go praising the Lord the whole way, and God would get the glory out of everything you did there. So what I'm telling you is this, whatever Satan intends to harm you with, God will bless you with anyway, because you belong to him. Do you hear me? But it's your choice. Oh, it's up to you. That's up to you. No need to say, Mike, no, please. That's all up to you. You have to make that choice. You do. You do. But I can tell you, our time is running out. And this is a one-shot deal. Right? It is good that all of us be healthy, that we can be effective in these last days. By the way, I can also tell you something else, that things are going to be abruptly cut off in the first place. You know, I said this at the beginning of COT, and it scared people. I got responses that were just incredible, but it was the truth. So let me say it again. There's going to come a day, and it's going to come very soon. No one will be able to get medication. No one. The day will come when the data is jammed up and hacked. No one will be able to get anything they need. I'm just telling you what I know. You're going to have your power and everything else, but you will not be able to get anything from a hospital, anything from a pharmacy, any of that stuff. You just won't. And when all that is no longer available, everybody's going to go cold turkey. So now let me ask you this. Is it better to do it over the course of time under the guidance of Yahshua and the Ecclesia, which is the church, or do you just want to go through the misery of cold turkey when that time comes? Because everybody who's cut off in that time, they're certainly going to feel what the Lord has imposed. How do I know this? Because the Lord has put it in everybody's hearts that this is that moment to stand up in holiness. He put it in everybody's hearts. He did. He has told people, hey, you might want to, you know, leave that alone, leave this alone, stop doing that, stop doing this. Why? Because it's going to abruptly stop. And when it does, you're going cold turkey. And when people go cold turkey, can you imagine what's going to happen in the world? Well, you guessed it. Use what the Lord has made available to you, right? Listen to me. Use what the Lord has made available to you. Make all efforts to get everything ready. That's all. That's it. Take your computer, look it up. See, now, what are my first steps? Ask the Lord to guide you. Always have forward movement, but ask the Lord to guide you. He will start showing you things. He will. He'll open up doors for you. He will. He will. He will. And he's involved. What we have to do is learn to surrender. Somebody said that a couple of times in COT. As always, a beautiful statement. We have to learn to surrender. We have to learn to not say, well, what we don't want to do and what we want to do. Listen, all of you want to be pleasing unto the Lord, right? All of us do. I know I do. Is there truly a limit? Do we have a condition about being pleasing to the Lord? Yes or no? Do we? Do we have conditions? Well, Lord, I'm going to be pleasing to you if I don't have to do this. If I don't have to. We sound just like Jonah, don't we? Just like Jonah. We know what happened to him. Right? We know. Thyroid. Well, one day we're going to have a medical talk, right? I like homeopathic things. I do. I like the results of homeopathic processes, right? And the body is absolutely amazing. Right now, the body is compromised in 90% of Americans. 90% of people worldwide, except for those in the Middle East. And the reason why is antibiotics. Now, if you haven't taken, I don't take antibiotics, right? But it still does not make me immune from the damage they have done. You know, the folks who made antibiotics, I believe it was Pfizer, and they gave a warning. They said, this will destroy the world. Do you know that? They did. They said, this will destroy the world. They said that at the beginning of making antibiotics. And the reason why is because the more you take antibiotics, the less your body is going to have an ability, right, to overcome any of those things. Everything your body does is highly purposed. It is incredibly awesome. Every sniff, everything, your body is combating things that people have caused, right? We have We overused antibiotics. We did. We did. Let's go ahead and face it. We did. We overused them. Anyway, so man has been trying to do good outside of the Lord. And every time they do that, every time we do that, every time we try to do something good outside of the Lord, we end up damaging more than we fix. That's why it's always good to seek the guidance from the Messiah. There have been so many people who tried to help somebody else, but they did so outside of the guidance of the Lord. And they made the other person's situation worse. You guys have had examples of that when you tried to talk to somebody or break up some argument. You intervened and it got worse. Right? We must learn to hold our peace. We must learn to seek his guidance. And all of that is found in a simple surrender. It's that simple. It's when we give up our direction and ways of doing things and say, Lord, show me. Show me. And when he has already shown all of us. Again, look at what you have an ability to do. Bound in truth and uprightly, look at what you have an ability to do. Who do you think put those things in your reach? Your father did. He put all those good things in your reach. All those things that you could do based off the truth of you, based off uprightness, he put all that within your power. Utilize it. Utilize it. That means doctors. That means programs and regimens. That's what it means. All of you have access to the internet. You do, don't you? Educate yourself. Live your life. Stop living dead. Don't live dead. Do you guys know what that is, to live dead? That's when you sit back. You count every loss you ever had, everything that's going wrong. You take inventory of darkness in your own life, and that's the course of your day. You never have to count what you've lost. Don't do that. Don't count those things that are getting darker and darker. Don't do that. Instead of counting your losses, count your blessings. How about that? Count your blessings. Do that. My goodness. See? That's a better way. Do what you're able to do. Do it by your truth uprightly, all those things within your power. Do so earnestly. You'll see a big change. But again, don't be the person who evaluates your own change. That's a mistake. That's a mistake. Simply do all of what you're able to do. Do so in your truth, and the Lord, he'll do everything else. If you do all of what you can do, as soon as you reach that point, you can't do anymore. That's when he shows up. Yes, he does. The Lord will show up, and he will not fail to show up. And when he does, there's no way your life is going to be the same. You will have been a witness of his process, his deliverance, his goodness, his peace, and his love for you. But the Lord has given, he's put things inside of us. We know what we have to do. We know what time we're living in. Let's go ahead and be honest. We're just trying to side skirt that sometimes, right? We are. Trying to skate around it. We need not do that. Anyway, that's the better way. Isn't that awesome? That's the better way. All right. I'm going to go back to doing my work thing here. Right? I get this page ready and throw it up there. Our transparency days are beginning. Remember, do you guys remember what day this is? What day is this? I'm going to wait for you guys to type and see if you know what day it is. Anybody know what day this is? Come on, somebody has to know. Somebody. Sister Mary knows. Oh, somebody says 18. Boy, they heard that fast, didn't they? Should I put the day on the website? Do you guys want the day on the website? That's for us, by the way. It's for us. I'll put the day on the website so everybody knows. I'll do that. Folks, listen. I'll see you in a few minutes. I'll be back inside the chat room. I may come back on air too. So now the channel goes quiet when I'm not talking. The noise comes back in when I am. Okay. So with that said, I may be back in just a few minutes. Okay. Hopefully channel zero shouldn't take any of your resources when I'm not saying anything. So I'll be back. Just 1 minute. When I find the good button. There we go. I'll be right back, everybody. Ooh, that was smooth. Did you guys hear like a poof? No poof? That's good. Well, no poof. We're good to go. I'll be right back.